this morning, as I said, we are going to be just speaking about God's plans for our lives. I want you to know for sure, know today that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You may look at your life and think there is no plan, no purpose, but let me tell you, God has a plan for your life. Do you know, we live in times, maybe others have a plan for our lives. Maybe we have plans for our life. But I want to say today, God has a better plan. God has a better plan for your life. What is God's plan for our life? Do you know, a lot of people in our world today are wandering just through life, looking for purpose, looking for significance. You may be one of those people today. You just feel that you are just wandering through life, just not finding what you have been looking for. Well, let me tell you, God has a plan for your life. In the book, Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, there's a conversation between Alice and a cat. And this is how the conversation goes. "Alice, would you tell me which way I ought to go from here?" "Cat, well, that depends on where you want to get to." Alice says, "I don't much care where." And the cat responds, "Then it doesn't matter which way you go." "Alice, so long as I get there." And the cat, "Oh, you're sure to do that if you only walk long enough." My question to you today is, where do you want to go? Where do you want to get to in your life? Do you know, we all have the freedom to choose the path that we want for our lives. God has given us free will. Do you know, we can go through life just pursuing our own dreams, our goals, but most of the time it leads to disappointment, feelings of being unfulfilled. Is that where you are today? Do you know, but it's when we bring God into our lives, when we seek Him for His plans and His purposes for our life, then we will begin to see that fulfillment and that sense of just life coming to the full in our lives. You know, that doesn't mean that we will be going through life without any problems, without any trouble. That's always going to be there. But I believe as we just seek God for His plans and purposes for our lives, when we are in His will, you know, that is a great place to be. That is a place of freedom there. So nothing is more fulfilling than discovering and living out God's plan and purposes for our lives. Do you know, God planned all along that I would be here in Dundee. Do you know, starting out as a Christian, being shy, not being able to speak to people. And God had a plan that I would be a preacher, that God would be a pastor of a church. But you know, God just led me on a journey, a transformation journey. And here I am today, here in the will of God. I know for sure that I am in the center of God's will. And you know, that is just liberating. That is just a great place to be. So some things I want you to know today. The Lord has a definite plan for your life. God has a definite plan for your life. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Do you know, you are God's handiwork. You are God's handiwork. And He has called you and He has a plan and a purpose for your life to do good works, to serve Him and all that He wants to do in you and through you. God, I believe, has given us gifts, has given us talents, has given us creativity that we may live our life effectively for Him. And so 1 Peter there says that God has given us everything that we need for life and for godliness. So God has given us everything that we need. His plans for our life are great plans. He has better plans for our life. Come on, why don't you tell yourself, God has a better plan for my life? Some of us need to just say, God has a plan for my life, and I will no longer walk haphazardly through life, but I am going to discover God's plan and purposes for my life. Do you know, it is important to discover God's plan and purposes for our life. Do you know, here at Dundee Elam Church, that is our tagline, so to speak. Dundee Elam Church, discover your purpose. Discover your purpose. And I believe when we discover Jesus, we discover our purpose. That is a truth, I believe. Do you know, the obvious thing and the sad thing is that some Christians fail to discover God's purposes for their life. Do you know, even into old age, still seeking after God about what His plans and His purposes are. And it is sad to get to the end of your life and never have found God's plan and purposes for our lives. And so one story I read about Elvis Presley, we all know about Elvis Presley, the greatest, I believe, rock singer, music there. Elvis Presley, 250 million albums, 33 movies, do you know, died in 1977 and had 1 billion fans. Elvis Presley, 1 billion fans. Even today, there's just under about 100,000 Elvis impersonators there. I am not going to impersonate Elvis today. But you know, people who are just still listening to his music were influenced by his music. Was Elvis happy? Well, he wasn't. Do you know, Priscilla Presley gave an interview to Reader's Digest. And this is what she said about Elvis. Elvis never came to terms with who he was meant to be, or what his purpose in life was. Elvis never came to terms with who he was meant to be, or what his purpose was in life. He thought he was here for a reason, maybe to preach, maybe to serve, maybe to save, maybe to care for people. That agonizing desire was always with him, and he knew he wasn't fulfilling it. So he would go on stage, and so he wouldn't have to think about it. Do you know, are we on the stage of life struggling to find our purpose in life? God has a plan and a purpose. How do we get there? How do we see God's plans and purposes coming to our life? Well, it starts with Jesus. We enter into God's plans and purposes when we surrender our life to Him. It starts with surrender, surrendering our life to Him, surrendering our hopes, surrendering our dreams, surrendering the things that we want to Him. And He will then take us on an adventure, take us on a journey of discovery, discovering His plans and His purposes for our life. Saul, there, who was then named Paul in the New Testament, wrote much of the New Testament, there encountered Jesus on that Damascus road. And two questions that Saul asked on that road when he encountered Jesus Christ. Two questions. Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Lord? And the second question is, what shall I do, Lord? Who are you, Lord? And what shall I do? Acts chapter 9 verse 15 tells us this was all according to God's plan, because God says, this is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles. Paul was called by God. God had a plan and a purpose for Paul. And it was, even just at that initial question, what shall I do, Lord? Well, let me tell you, God took him on a journey. And Paul was used mightily by God for his purposes. John the Baptist was another man. It says there was a man called by God. His name was John. He was called. God had a plan and a purpose for John. Zacchaeus is another one. Jesus planned to meet with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was someone who had his own goals, his own plans. He wanted to get rich. He was a tax collector, and he was skimming off the top, making himself rich. The Proverbs tells us that there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to destruction. In the end, it leads to destruction. Do you know, many of the things in our life seem right, but do you know, a lot of things that we build into our lives lead to destruction. That is why we need Jesus Christ. That is why we need God's plans for our life, because he will never lead you into destruction. Jesus had a plan to meet with Zacchaeus and help him discover God's plan and purposes for his life. I want to just say about Zacchaeus that he went from an inquirer of Jesus, who are you, Lord? He wanted to know about this Jesus. And then he became a follower as Jesus came to his home and as Zacchaeus encountered the Lord of life. Even Zacchaeus, probably wondering, what shall I do? Well, what did Zacchaeus do? He said, I'll give half my money to the poor, and what I have stolen from others, I will give four times back. That is an encounter with Jesus. So, as I said before, how do we discover God's plan and purpose for our life? Well, I believe it's got to be that daily submission to God. You know, we do that through prayer, coming before God in prayer, asking him to show his plans for your life. Maybe even ask him that question, what shall I do, Lord? What shall I do? So through prayer. So also, it's in the Word of God, getting into the Word of God, asking God for direction. Psalm 119 about God's Word. Your Word is a lamp to my feet, a lamp to my path, a light to my path. And you know, God will direct your paths as you trust in him. So prayer, coming before God and asking, getting into God's Word and seeking him, seeking Jesus. Jesus is the Word, and I believe he will reveal his plans and purposes for your life. And then yielding to God, obeying what God tells us to do. Maybe sometimes God just says, serve somewhere. And as you begin to serve somewhere, God's plans and purposes will just unfold in your life. I started out just serving God in the church, in the creche, whatever was needing done in the main, in the church, putting out seats, putting seats away. Just wanted to serve God. And as I just had that heart of just serving, God began to unfold his plans and purposes for my life. So prayer, waiting and listening on God, his Word, to get into the Word of God, what he says, obeying him, yielding our lives to him, and also trusting him. trusting him. Sometimes we have to lay down our own plans, don't we? Our own goals, our own dreams. Maybe sometimes God gives us those dreams back. I believe, again, that God puts just those dreams, those hopes into our heart. Do you know, as I close, as I finish, there is, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer there that just wanted to find out what life was all about. What is life all about? What is its purpose? What is the purpose of life? And you know, right there at the end of that book, he comes to a conclusion. He comes to a conclusion, and this is what he says. Well, that's the whole story. And here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty. Here is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty. So it goes on to say that God will judge us for everything that we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. So that is a great place to start. Come before God in prayer. Get into his word. Do you know, yield your life, obey him. Do you know, trust him that he has good plans for you. And you know, again, just those two things from Ecclesiastes, just fear him and obey what he says. So bless you. My prayer is that you have been blessed by this message. And so let us just close in prayer, and then that will be the end of our service. Father God, we thank you for your word to us today. We thank you for your glory. Lord, I do thank you for your plans and purposes, Lord, for our life, plans to prosper us, plans to give us a future and a hope. Father God, we thank you that the plans that we begin to see your plans unfold in our life when we surrender our life to you. And Lord, today, if there's anyone listening that needs to surrender their life to you, Lord, would you just bring that word to them? Father, I am asking that you would begin to reveal your plans and purposes for those that are wandering through life looking for purpose. Holy Spirit, bring direction, bring purpose, Lord, to those that need it today. I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, bless you today, and have a fantastic week. And always, always remember, you are blessed to be a blessing.